La lezione di oggi è today's lesson and next three times we will deal with a famous and important problem, the so-called linear least squares problem. LLS it is very simple to describe this problem from the linear algebra point of view. It is simply the case of a system of linear equations with more equations than unknowns. So we are thinking about, again, a linear system where the matrix we continue in thinking our numbers belonging to the complex field, a matrix with m rows and n columns, so it is in C to the power n, and B is graphically we are in front of a rectangular matrix A, m by n, a short vector x and a long vector b. Well, why this problem? This is a frequent situation, the simplest case, simplest instance of a problem of this type, an instance which probably you already know, is the case when you are search a polynomial P with degree n minus 1 having the property of assuming assigned values y sub I with I from 0 to n minus 1. If you consider as unknowns the coefficients of p, in this case the unknown vector is given by the coefficients of p, you have m linear equations in n unknowns. Some call this kind of linear system over-determinate systems. A system, the basic, the fundamental aspect of this situation is that there are many not exist solutions, unless we are in the case that B belongs to the image of A, that is the subspace spanned by the columns of the matrix game. But this is a very special, a particular case. Well, we must take into account this fact. But we may be interested in searching not a solution which may not exist, but a vector or some vectors they may be more than one, which minimize the residual of our linear system. That is, we are searching for vectors x which reach a minimum for this function. The two norm, we choose the Euclidean norm of the residual. We know this quantity, we mapped it in the conjugate gradient method, the residual of the linear system. Well, this problem is the linear least square problem, and we will show now that it has always a solution. This problem has always solutions that as I remarked before, they can be more than one. The most important properties of this problem are shown by the first theorem you have in the chapter, in chapter 7. Teorema di esistenza delle soluzioni del problema. Theorem. There are 4 points. The first, let us call X the set of solutions of our problem of star. A vector, a solution vector, the vector is a solution if and only if, so small x belongs to capital X if and only if. X is a solution of another linear system with coefficient matrix A, Hermitian by A, by X. The right hand side term is A Hermitian by B. This system is called sistema delle equazioni normali, normal equation, normal equations. First point. Second, B, X set X is non-empty. More it is closed.
Closed
and convex.
Fair point. There exists,
there are only one solution exists. If and only if
the matrix of the original system A has maximum rank.
If A has maximum rank, that is N, since N is larger than N. Last point.
There exists
if there exists a minimal norm, the norm is always the two norm, a minimal norm solution, we call it X star, and moreover, X star belongs X star
belongs to a special subspace,
the orthogonal subspace to the kernel of the matrix A omission by A. Well, the first point. Most important is simple to prove.
We have to minimize the residual.
This is minus the residual, but this is the same thing. Because we are considering the norm, we can always split, represent a generic vector as the sum of two vectors belonging to a pair of subspaces forming a direct sum of the entire space. In this case, I mean, you have to see the field of the complex vectors C to the power m as the somma diretta, direct sum of the image of A and the orthogonal subspace to the image space. This splitting can be always be done. So since we belongs to C to the power n, we can represent in a unique way A as the sum of V sub 1 belonging to the space S and the other vector V sub 2 belonging to the orthogonal. Okay.
This is a well-known fact of linear algebra. Why we are doing this? Because now we can rewrite the residual better, the norm of the residual. As a by x minus b sub 1 minus b sub 2. We remark that the first two vectors belong both to the image of A, so also their reference belongs to S of B. Let us consider the square of the norm. Minimizing the norm or the square of the norm is the same thing. The minimum points there, if they exist, are the same. With advantage, why we consider the square? Because for the square, when we have a pair of orthogonal vectors, expanding the square, we have only two terms, that is, the square of the norm of the first and the square of the norm of the second, and the mixed term annihilates, vanishes. So we may write the square of the first, the square of the second, the norm of the second. Generally, we will then also minus scalar product of these two and the scalar product of the inversion factors. But these two terms, due to the orthogonality, vanish, and we have simple, as I told you before, the first two. But we are minimizing with respect to x. The second term does not depend on x. So the second term, the norm of b sub 2, is constant. So the minimum of the square of the norm of the residual vector, minimum, is equal to the minimum of the first term plus this constant which cannot be changed, which is the value of this minimum. Recall that this vector belongs to the image of A. So we are sure that some x exists which makes this difference, the residual, zero. This minimum is zero, and it is reached by the solution of the system A by X equal to B sub 1, which necessarily has solutions. This is comfortable, but in which way? How?
we can characterize and also compute x solution as a particular solution in the case that the solutions are many of this system. If you consider, so let us consider the product of A Hermitian by B, the entire vector B. But B sum of B sub 1 and C, B sub 2. We know that B sub 2 is orthogonal to the columns of A. So here we have just the product of the columns of A conjugated and transposed by this vector. So if you see here all the scalar products of the column of A by B, you will obtain all zeros. So the vector resulting from this product is zero. Zero as column vectors. So here we have simply A Hermitian, A PDH, multiplied by B sub 1, but B sub 1 is the left-hand side, right-hand side of that system. So finally, we obtain that the vectors x which minimize to zero this part of the square of the norm are necessary solutions of this system. L'equazione normale. The normal equations systems. I write again. Some remarks. Differently from the original system, this new system has a square coefficient matrix. The matrix A Hermitian by A is n by n, is square. X has dimension n, and also A Hermitian by B is complex and vector. This system, due to the way in which we have obtained this system, must have solutions. There is another, maybe simpler way to obtain from our problem the normal equation, normal equations, which the second way will be also considered by Professor Luigi in the optimization module. Since we are dealing with a minimization problem, if we expand we have to assume that we are in R to the power n. If you expand the square of the normal of the residual, you will find quadratic term, it is this,
in x, plus
the square of its norm of b minus the two mixed terms, which if we are in r to the power n are equal. So here we would find two times say it's the same thing. We replace the Hermitian operator with the transpose operator. So here we have simply the transpose of x. Well, you may see this scalar function as a function of x, the minimum and necessary condition for x to be a minimum point for phi is the mediation of the gradient of phi. We have found this condition in the context of the general conditions for unconstrained optimization. This gradient is from this term you obtain this contribute, this is constant, so in the gradient it vanishes, minus 2 the product of the samples of A by B. You see that we are again in front of the normal equations in the real case. Well, any questions? The second point, so solutions exist. The second point, first point is the solutions are the solutions of the normal set of equations. The second point is that solutions exist. Or, in other words, X is non-empty, a non-empty set. This is a consequence of the geometric demonstration. This is not completely clear from this point of view, but from the geometric point of view, we are sure that solutions exist. Moreover, the solutions of this system, as in the general case of linear systems, can be all be written in the form in this form, the sum of a particular x sub zero particular solution plus a vector v belonging to the kernel of the coefficient matrix. In the special case that if coefficient matrix is non-singular, then the solution is unique, since in this case the vector v is necessarily equal to the zero vector, and the unique solution can be written as an inverse of the coefficient matrix by the known terms vector. The second point contains also a remark about the properties of the set X. Namely, X is closed and convex. Why? It is simple to realize these two properties in the simplest case. The simplest case, the very simplest case, is the case of a unique solution. In that case, these properties are obvious. In the case that the solutions are infinitely many, let us suppose that the dimension of the kernel is 1. If the dimension of the kernel of the matrix of coefficients is 1, we can represent in the immediate geometric way all the solution as a particular solution. We just suppose we are in the real way. A particular solution that is the vector that has been called, x sub 0 plus the vector v lying on a straight line, since y a straight line, since the dimension is 1. If you consider the sum of all the vectors v belonging to the curve with the particular solution x sub 0, you a straight line, of this kind. Well, it is clear that this x, the geometric representation of x, is clear that x is closed, also in this case, and convex. Let us go on. Next point we have to show that the coefficient matrix is non-singular if and only if the original matrix has maximum rank. Let us deny the non-singularity of the coefficient matrix of the normal set of equations. So if we have that the determinant is zero, then X non-zero exists such that this product makes zero. Then it is sufficient to multiply on the left by X omission, and to remark that we have
the square of the two norm of this vector. If a norm is zero, then also the vector is zero, so we find that A has not maximum. Right, why? Because we have a non-zero vector such that, and so on. In the other direction, if we have, if A has not maximum rank, so if we start from this condition, it's sufficient to multiply on both sides by A Hermitian, and we find that the determinant of the coefficient matrix is zero.
So we, as a consequence, as a straight consequence, we have that if Yolanda Di Arri is maximum, that is n, then the solution x star is unique.
This is the case of only one solution to the problem of linear least squares problem.
Last point, I guess, last point, yes. The existence, in the case of infinitely many solutions, the existence of only one vector of minimum two norm. This is a very particular aspect. Last point. There is nothing to prove in the case of only one solution. Unique solution, nothing to prove. Soluzioni infinite, infinitely many solutions. What can we say in this case? Well, set of solutions has been called X. X is closed, convex, but not bounded. We have represented in a simple case the set X. It was represented by a straight line, which is not a bounded set. We want to have, we want to obtain in substitution of X, a closed and bounded set. To be clear, let X sub zero belong to this set, and consider the set B of complex vectors X with norm 2 less or equal than the norm of X sub 0. Geometrically,
always in the two-dimensional real case, we can imagine this situation. We have a solution x sub 0, the set B in the circle is this circle of vectors with norm equal or less than the norm of x sub 0. So B is this ball. We have seen before that the set X is represented in the case of dimension 1 of the kernel by a straight line. We want to minimize the norm, not the norm of the residual, but the norm of the infinitely many solutions, the norm of the vectors lying on this straight line. From the geometric representation, it is clear that the solution of minimal norm lies at the intersection of the space of line, which represents the space X, and the orthogonal line to the space, the subspace X, passing through the origin. So the vector we are looking for is this. Formally, we can state that this minimum norm vector exists because we can write that the minimum of the residual the norm of X over the whole set capital X is equal to the minimum of the norm, the two norm, over the intersection of X and B. Why? Because the vectors belonging to B have a norm less than the norm of this vector. So it is the same thing to minimize over X or over X intersection B. Which is the advantage? The advantage is that B, intersection B, is closed and bounded. We need to deal with a bounded set. We have the Weierstrass theorem, which says that a continuous function has minimum and maximum over a compact that is closed and bounded set. So at this point, we can state that this minimum exists by the Weierstrass theorem for continuous function. Here the continuous function is the norm. Last, the very last point of this theorem, we want to prove formally what is clear geometrically. The minimum exists and it lies at this intersection. If we write this minimum, say x star, as the sum So X star is a vector of minimum number. We write star as
let me use this notation.
Y plus Z, where Y belongs to the kernel and Z belongs to the orthogonal.
As before,
here we are using the properties of a direct sum of the entire space. If we multiply all this by this matrix, what we are finding. X is a solution of the normal equations, so we, here we have A Hermitian by B. Z is orthogonal, Epsilon belongs to the kernel, so this term vanishes, and we have this is correct,
and the conclusion that, me check,
so also Z is a solution of the problem, because also Z is such that the product of the coefficients matrix by Z makes the known term vector. So we have two solutions X star and Z satisfying two solutions X star and Z satisfying the relation Y X star equal to Y plus Z. If the vector Y is non-zero, then the norm of Z, not of Z, would be strictly less than the norm of the vector X star. If you write a vector as the sum of two orthogonal vectors, if one of the two vectors is non-zero, the norm of the other is strictly less than the norm of the sum.
Il teorema di Pitagora.
Pitagora's theorem. This is a contradiction. Because the two norm of this star is minimum. So the only possibility left is that Y is zero, and so X star is equal to Z, and Z
belongs to the ortogonal.
On the camel.
This is
the formal proof that in the scheme before, the vector, this is the orthogonal, this is x, the minimum norm. The
vector is unique, this is also a
uniqueness result, is and is
lies at that intersection. Let us stop for 10 minutes,
as usual.
Domande?